The one-inch thick permit request for the 250-mile-long line had to be refiled because cost estimates soared from less than $200 million to almost $400 million. State Public Service Commission's Anne-Marie Newman says commissioners met Monday afternoon trying to figure out if they need to go through the whole process of fact-finding and public hearings again.
The Public Service Commission is in the process of reviewing the filing and determining what kind of review process would really be appropriate given the issues that the applicant has raised. There are a lot of legal and technical complexities involved here, and it will take us a little bit of time to figure out what processes are legally required and appropriate. As soon as we know what kind of process we'll use, we will let people know.
Newman says that includes whether or not they'll have a full regimen of public hearings in the northern half of the state.
It's likely that the requirement to hold a hearing will be triggered by this filing, but again, exactly how the review process will work is something that we're still reviewing.
The American Transmission Company is overseeing the construction of the line. Original plans were to have it online by 2004, but now the goal is to have it operating by 2007. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.